Bethlehem, how still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. You know, Christmas began in a humble place, in a little country town not really all that different from any small town you find all across America, where most folks don't have a whole lot, and everyone's trying hard to make a living, pay their rent, feed their families, and raise their kids right. Well, Lord knows it ain't easy. Oftentimes we can lose hope, we can lose faith, we can lose heart. But then, every year, Christmas comes along to remind us that God dwells within each and every one of us. And joy, no matter how long gone, no matter how long lost, can be ours to share again. All we have to do is open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts, and miracles can occur. That's right, miracles. Now, you may think miracle's too strong a word, but let me tell you what happened right here in Marley County not too long ago, and just about this time of year. Autumn was a little too cold, and it'll get worse, so we've been told by the almanac that's never wrong, except when it's not right. But still somehow you feel a glow that cuts right through the ice and snow, and you can hear a Christmas carol in the silent night. Marley County Christmas, counting pennies at the five and dime. Marley County Christmas, daddy's working double overtime. Come on, Charlie!
Marley County Christmas, Rudolph can't afford to light his nose. Marley County Christmas, Santa's got too skinny for his clothes.
Yep. It may be the harshest winter in many a year, but everyone's still got the spirit and doing what they can to make the holidays crackle. Except for one old coot who somehow misses the whole point. Now, this being a small town, I'm sure you know to who I'm referring. He's that one-man cold front who puts the burr in iceberg, the grr in greedy, and the miser in miserable. Now, I know you know his name. The man owns half the town, and he's closing in on the other half.
Season's greetings, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug.
Ring a bell? Now you may think that you heard this story before. Well, of course you did. We admit it, you did. Every worthwhile story's gonna keep happening all the time. And you may think that it happened 150 years ago in a town called London where the only song they knew went,
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Maybe that's right and maybe it's not, but this time, folks, we've set the plot in the time that occupied the slot between World War II and Camelot, when some folks had the most had not, and poor folks lived on diddly squat, and Marley County was a spot you sometimes think the Lord forgot, where life was hard and dreams were shot, but they had Christmas no matter what.
Marley County Christmas, gonna have a hullabaloo tonight.
You best hightail it to that bank before your Uncle Eb notices you ain't there yet.
Oh, good idea, Lavinia. Hey, Bobby Joe! Uncle in yet?
What do you think, Dwight? I'm off to the post office with his Christmas cards. 10 foreclosures and 6 evictions.
And that there's Bobby Joe Cratchit. Now, if you want a prime example of Marley County grit, look no further. Lost her husband in Korea, raising 2 kids on her own. And if that ain't tough enough, she works for Ebenezer Scrooge. Now, how these folks got transformed by that miracle is what our story is all about. So let's get to it, shall we? Marley County Christmas, why it happened, I can't rightly say. Marley County Christmas, how it happened, well, that there's our play.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Will you people shut up?